In the Syrian conflict, Annan is off.
Without serious, purposeful, and united international pressure, including from the powers of the region, it is impossible for me or anyone to compel the Syrian government in the first place, and also the opposition, to take the steps necessary to begin a political process.
That's former UN Envoy Secretary General Kofi Annan announcing his resignation as the UN Special Envoy of Syria, an end to an initiative as heroic as it was quixotic. But the United Nations has tackled problems that looked at least as impossible as the Syrian conflict around the world down through its history. What may have been unique here, and Kofi Annan outlined it in his statement yesterday, was the role of the international community, perhaps the failing of the nations of the Security Council.
At a time when we need, when the Syrian people desperately need action, there continues to be finger-pointing and name-calling in the Security Council.
Listen to that. When the Syrian people need action, says Kofi Annan, there continues to be name-calling and finger-pointing at the Security Council. I mean, you've got right there the former Secretary General of the United Nations saying that the Security Council itself may be an obstacle to peace in the conflict in Syria. Well, we want to talk about that with Martin Nasirki, spokesperson to UN Secretary General, the current UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Also, Karn Ross is with us, founder and executive director of Independent Diplomat, a diplomatic advisory group. Martin and Karn, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me on, too.
So, Martin, what is the precedent in UN history, and what do you make of this open criticism of Kofi Annan of the Security Council? And I'm wondering if that sentiment is shared by others within the United Nations community.
Well, it's shared by the Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon. I mean, he said in his statement yesterday that the persistent divisions within the Security Council have themselves become an obstacle to diplomacy, and that obviously makes the work of any mediator, whether it's Kofi Annan, whose job still runs until the end of the month, I should say, or his successor. It's not going to be easy to replace him, of course, a man of that stature, a man of that experience, but that search for a diplomatic solution to this crisis must continue, and the Security Council will need to find a way to be more united than it has been in the past 15 months on this particular topic.
Martin Nasirki, is that simply an annoyance at Russia, who has consistently supported Bashar al-Assad, or is it a broader indictment of the Security Council in that the veto power gets in the way when a conflict is as severe as what's going on in Syria right now? Maybe that should change. Maybe the Security Council should simply get out of the way.
Well, look, as Kofi Annan said, and you played the clip there, the audio clip, he referred to finger-pointing and name-calling. I'm not going to do that. What I can simply say is the Secretary General clearly believes that there have been divisions within the Security Council. It's not about which particular country or group is to blame or not to blame. It's that there are divisions. It's a fact. And how do you work with that and around it to ensure that we keep our eye on the main purpose of this whole exercise, which is to stop the suffering of the Syrian people. So many thousands now have been killed in the last 15, 16, 17 months, and help them to move from bloodshed onto a political transition track, which is clearly what they aspire to.
That's Martin Nasirki, who's the spokesperson for the current UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon. So Karn Ross, founder and executive director of Independent Diplomat, is it divisions within the Security Council that's the problem, or are we seeing a broader division of the General Assembly versus the Security Council as one institution really not able to assist in the core mission of the United Nations, and that is preventing the outbreak of war?
Well, I think Kofi Annan is certainly right to point to disunity in the Security Council as part of the problem here. The Council is not united behind his efforts. There has not been united pressure against the Assad regime to come to the table and discuss a transition. And it has to be said, and I'm going to point fingers here, the fault of that is firmly in Russia and China's corner. And I think they should be blamed for that. On the other hand, think this talk about diplomatic disunity as being an obstacle to peace and indeed contributing to conflict is a little bit overstated. The fact is that neither party, neither the Assad regime nor the rebels actually wanted peace when Annan was dispatched to mediate. And I think in some circumstances, and this might be one of them, mediation is not actually appropriate because it gives the impression of action that the international community is doing something when in fact nothing is really being done. And I think in this case, it actually provided a bit of cover for the Russians to resist further pressure against the regime. So in that sense, I think mediation has not actually been helpful.
Karen Ross, would you suggest some sort of reform or change or alteration of the Security Council where the veto would not apply in certain cases, or that the Security Council would not be permitted to veto in a case where, as you describe, both sides don't want to come to the table, that essentially there needs to be something besides mediation or Security Council sanctions resolutions that will establish the unity of the international community if it exists at all?
Well, you can't create unity out of nothing, vetoes or no vetoes. And whilst in principle I'm sympathetic to getting rid of the veto and I abhor the overweening power of the permanent five with the veto, I don't think it would actually work, because if you don't have vetoes, it doesn't mean the council is going to be any more united. If you don't have vetoes and a resolution was passed to put further sanctions on the Assad regime, for instance, and Russia said it didn't support it, you wouldn't have international unity behind sanctions. And the whole point of sanctions, to be effective, they have to be uniformly implemented. So I don't think it really solves the problem.
Karen Ross is founder and executive director of Independent Diplomat. Martin Nasirki, before we go, spokesperson to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, how frustrating do you think this has been for Kofi Annan?
Extremely frustrating for Kofi Annan, the former Secretary General, and of course for the present Secretary General. I think Khan is absolutely right that the divisions in the Council are only a part of the story. There is the other part of the story, which is the government forces, the opposition forces continue to focus on ever-increasing violence, but the UN remains committed to try to pursue through diplomacy an end to the violence.
And we should remind people that the UN has an active humanitarian effort inside Syria, and that continues regardless of Kofi Annan's decision. Martin Nasirki, spokesperson for Ban Ki-moon, and Karen Ross, founder and executive director of Independent Diplomat. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.